Now, today, I think in the beginning, I want to say that on this planet, there are different traditions, and at different time, different location, these different traditions develop. So each tradition is suitable to the people where this tradition started. So therefore, the last more than 1,000 years, some cases 2,000, some cases more than 1,000, this tradition really served humanity. And even today, millions of people get inspiration from this tradition. It is fact. And the future also, this major tradition will remain serving humanity. Occasionally, some problems happen also. In the past, I think now future, maybe hopefully now better, less is that problem because of closer sort of understanding and the better awareness about the value of our tradition. So, the different people, so different tradition, it suits them. Therefore, in the West, generally, the mainly Christian dominant, so Judeo-Christian background. So therefore, it is better to keep your own tradition. Your own religious tradition, because it is safer and better. I often used to telling some stories which I myself used to observed. One Polish lady, a member of Theosophy, I think from maybe early 50s or late 40s even. So 1956, Buddha Jayanti celebration, I came. Then I visited the Madras Theosophical Society there, so I met. Then after 59, that old Polish lady became very close with Tibetan. She also, you see, helped some young Tibetan students of the education. So eventually she accept Buddhism as her own religion. But later, then I think her age, I think beyond 80. So at the time of her final days, it seems in her mind the concept of God, Creator, seems now becoming more alive. So suddenly, it creates some confusion in her mind. And then another story, one Tibetan lady, her husband, an official, Tibetan government, he passed away. Then some small children remained with her. Then some Christian missionary take care about education for their children. So then early, or mid-60, I think, mid-60, one day she came to see me and expressed to me sort of these sad stories. Then she told me, for this life, and our Christian sort of missionary is so helpful. So she also now become Christian. So for this life, she's Christian, but next life, she will be Buddhist. So this also is a very clear sign of confusion. I think reality, neither Buddhist nor Christian. So therefore, it is much better to keep one's own tradition. So when I give some lecture on Buddhism in the West, I always make clear, because sometimes I'll feel a little hesitate. Whereas I give Buddhist lecture on to Chinese or to Tibetan or to Mongolian or Japanese or Vietnamese, these traditionally, majority of them are Buddhist. So then no problem. In fact, I get the feeling of handed over their traditional religion. Particularly when I give some Indian, give some Buddhist teaching to some Indian sort of say Buddhist, I really feel something very, very touching, very moving. Like that. So I always telling or feel all these, my sort of talk, my message, different part of the world, wherever I go, all these things is nothing except the ancient Indian thought. That's all. The message of nonviolence, ahimsa. That's the Indian tradition. And all these now, last few days of talk, the treasure of Nalanda institution. So like that. Therefore, when I give some teaching or explanation to my Indian friends, and I really felt the treasure which they and generally lost through centuries in Tibet, we kept alive. Now this returned to them. So I really feel something very, because of that, very happy, or sometimes very much emotion, like that. So it is important to keep one's own tradition. Meantime, you can carry some practice from other tradition, for example, from Buddhist tradition. Some of my Christian friend is practicing certain techniques or methods about compassion, about tolerance, or contentment in these fields. They practice, they use some Buddhist technique without changing religion. So that's a healthy way. That's very good. And sometimes I jokingly is telling some of my Christian friends who are showing interest about emptiness, then I usually is telling them, this is not your business. Not think these things. Then it may sort of harm their sort of solid sort of faith towards Creator, something absolute, something very strong. So from Buddhist viewpoint, that's difficult. However, many years ago in England, one Christian group, they asked me an explanation on gospel to the Christian community. So that's a difficult task, isn't it? A Buddhist from strictly speaking, non-believer about God, about Creator. So one non-believer trying to help to promote faith of Creator. Then I try my best. You know, they utilize some of the reasons, you see, used by some those ancient Indian sort of tradition which believe Creator. So I use these methods, these sort of reasons. So afterward, many of the audience is very much sort of pleased after hearing my explanation about some passage of gospel. They really get deeper understanding about God. And of course, the old teaching tradition, the philosophical side, there's big differences. But the practical level, the same. A practice of love, kindness, and with that, forgiveness, tolerance, and also self-discipline and contentment. All these, same practice, and faith. So one of my Christian friend in Australia, one I think a minister, he also is very much involved helping poor people. Once at my public talk, he introduced me at the beginning, so he described me as a good Christian. It's nice, isn't it? So sometimes I jokingly say, telling him, I consider you as a good Buddhist. So there are reasons, you see. All these common practice, sincerely practice, and dedicate the well-being of others. That's the purpose. And as a result, you yourself feel fulfill of one's own purpose of our life. Just the luxury sort of way of life and spend a lot of money, and meanwhile the same planet, some people facing difficulties or even starvations. Isn't it? So helping other, serving other. Is that the real meaning of life? After all, God created as a social animal. So there must be some meaning. So therefore, as a social animal, the basis, very basis of sort of survival of the community or the social animal, affection, taking care each other, or taking sense of concern and helping each other. Like that. So, now I want to, I want to start three questions. One occasion in India, some interfaith sort of meeting. I think one Jewish, and also one Sufi practitioner, is raised three questions. First question, what is self? What's I? The second question, whether there is a beginning or not of the self. And third question, whether there is end or self. So two questions. Nowadays, in order to answer the first question, what is self? Now the real demarcation, Buddhism and non-Buddhism. Where?
Non-Buddhist.
Buddhism, Buddhist teaching, emphasis no independent soul or independent self.
Buddhism rejects any notion of a self that is independent of the physical and mental elements of the individual.
I think that's demarcation, Buddhism and non-Buddhism. All rest of the non-Buddhist tradition, within non-Buddhist tradition, the theistic, non-theistic, not all accepted soul theory, something independent self, which owned this body and mind.
Of course, when it comes to identifying what exactly is the nature of that self, even within the Buddhist tradition, there is a divergence of opinions, a diversity of positions.
Now, second question, whether this beginning or not. In order to answer for that question, now concept of God comes. This beginning, the God created. So some according to Christianity, this very life created by God is a wonderful, I think, very, very wonderful sort of what's the presentation.
Concept.
Because the very purpose or very, I think, the essential of the Christianity is love or affection. So therefore, now this very life created by God, that brings strong sort of feeling of intimacy with God. Like our own mother, this body gives or will come from mother, a parent, particularly mother. Therefore, even animal, very close feeling. So similarly, this very life given by God. So that means we are very close towards God. The more feeling of intimacy, more willingness to listen God's sort of advice or God's wish, like that. Then non-theistic religions, including Buddhism, now law of causality. So no certain sort of creator. Causes condition. Actually, causes are the creator of the result. So that causes also result of previous sort of causes. So through that way, now as far as Buddhism is concerned, logically, a cause effect. That because of the logic. Because of the use. Then, if there is beginning without cause and difficult, so every event must be because of its own causes. So, on the day, the time of the day, the day of the day, the day of the day, the day of
Diye
chita kocha chika so genji kyu genji yeba indu zane eni konga putu yungu yores yobe be genji kababe eni kababe lo yo ngondon joga tana chungashi mares kora chita kaso re kutu genji yeba indu zane sachi ta dikye wa nun dikye se te ati eni midabu ikenis. Tendegi ga, kaso uri tukin drivuchi yongyaagi kendo, zhongkendi, kore dukinji shiangwaanchanchi ingoreis, kora gyue tangi chen ingoreis, semna kata midabu ikenis ungyari. Tati rindu zane, tada da sehandi, ta kore dhuti kendo tene, ta yongdeyaji. Kata nribuishwa chi inshin jara ko rana ka gyudu kino dana yungu yuwa hindi zane gyudu rangi gyu teye gyu sila dhu zane gyu tomo sha shi mhwa gyu tomo sha na gyu mewali kiwa yana ta andati mirabu ikin sila dhu zane yana ta takwali kiwa takwali gyu mewali kiwa ena hasan tawari rangan chung, rangan min chung adi rangawa yinba digi 究竟有没有他去？大规矩的结尾没得过他去，哦，大规矩的结尾呢？哎，就大规矩呢？养呢？这不单独养，养呢？这不哪样用不行的？啥子人都是呢？就没办法结尾嘛的，大规矩的结尾嘛的是。是吧？他提出的女的建设，建设不的女的建设，就是呢？没大规矩的建设，究竟对？ Yeba sangwa yungu maares, dribu namba kandijane, te riktubu chigita gyuli kena tene, gyu namba da jistumbe dribu kiku maares. Se ino tende yama chungi, maribu yawa, dungen duchi megi, gyu te, dungen dogen suji peba yendu, dungen mendu shindu, dungen gyu trugu yaba yendu, ignorant satiris, odi shenya.
So, although the discussion will come later on, say, for example, in the context of the teaching on the 12 links of dependent origination, which will come up in Lamrim Chemo in the later discussion, Tsongkhapa explains the Buddhist understanding of the origination of things, and there, citing from the Buddha's Sutra on dependent origination, he makes the, cites the statement, where Buddha states that because this exists, that exists, and because this arises, this has arisen, that arises. So with these two statements, in the first statement, Buddha is pointing out that things come into being from their causes and conditions. And this is explained in terms of what is called the conditionality of absence of prior intelligence design. The idea here is that things do not come into being as a result of some intelligence, prior intelligence that designs them, and as a result they come into being, but rather they come into being from their own causes. And then the second point, a statement, when the Buddha says that because this has arisen, that arises, and Buddha is making the point that there's the second conditionality, which is the conditionality of impermanence. And the idea here is that not only things originate from their causes, but the causes themselves are impermanent, and causes themselves are products of their own corresponding causes. So in this way, when you relate the chain of causation, events come from their causes, and causes themselves, being transient, come into being as a result of their own corresponding causes, which in turn come from their own causes, and so on. So in that way, when you trace the causation from the Buddhist point of view, if you try to posit a beginning, it runs into logical problem. And because if you posit a beginning, there are two alternatives to this. The beginning, either one has to accept a notion of some kind of uncaused event. So one will have to say that that beginning point was totally uncaused. But then uncaused event becomes problematic, because the fact that events particular events sometimes come into being and sometimes do not is an indication that they are dependent upon some causation. So the notion of uncaused event is rejected. The second possibility is to say that the first event was caused by a permanent cause, an eternal permanent cause. Again, here the problem with the permanent causation is that then one will have to maintain that this cause can never produce an effect at all, or if it does produce an effect, then it should be producing the same event effect continuously if it is a permanent causation. So on this basis, Buddhism rejects any notion of a beginning to the causal chain, because that beginning will have to be either uncaused or caused by a permanent entity. So, and then Buddha makes the third statement where he says that because of ignorance, volitional actions arose. And here he refers to what is called the conditionality of potentiality. And the point being made here is that it's even, you know, not only things come into being from their causes and conditions, but also the causes and conditions are impermanent. And even here, not anything produces everything, that they should be a kind of a commensurable relationship between the causes and effects. So that the characteristics, specific characteristics of the effects are dependent upon specific characteristics and qualities of the causes. So there needs to be a relationship of commensuration between causes and conditions. So in the case of 12 links of dependent origination, the first cause in the causation chain is identified as ignorance, because as explained before, at the natural level, none of us wishes for suffering, but at the same time, we continue to create conditions for suffering. And that's why the root cause of our suffering is ignorance. And that's why in the 12 links of dependent origination, ignorance is identified as the first link, first member in the 12 links.
Yeah. So now, in order to answer whether there's a beginning or not, the self. Now, since self is the designation on the combination of body and mind, so in order to get answer, well, make answer, whether this is beginning or not, you see, we have to find out the kasa da kala tene takbe takshi pungbu gyunu toma yumi ta samdara.
So then the question of whether or not there is a beginning to ourself really boils down to whether or not one can posit a beginning to the continuum of the mind and body, physical and mental aggregates, which is really the basis upon which the notion of self arises.
Da pungbuliya, so noro tuviyina, sukjengi pungbuchi, sukjemayimba, nyongzam, rikzam pungbuchi.
So if we look at what we call aggregates or skandhas, physical and mental aggregates, we can summarize them in two main classes. One is a type of aggregates that has physical properties or material properties and form and so on. Then there is another class of phenomena that belong to the category of aggregates, which are not physical, which are in the nature of subjective experience.
So today in Japan, that subject the page, Ludin, that is page 12, Ludin page 12. That rapper want to change. That type want to change. So today in Japan, that 10 to 10 something. Today in Japan, 주당은 풍부를 때는 다 사실 다 있잖아요. 조조의 시외규를 때는 다 사실도.
So now, if you compare the two, the physical and the mental aggregates, when it comes to the physical aggregates, although you know one can talk about a very subtle level of physical aggregates, so setting that A question aside, generally when we talk about the physical aggregates, we are talking about the physical body of this life. So this, the physical body of life that the individual changes from life to life. So therefore, the kind of the more enduring continuum that we find with respect to the individual's existence is really at the level of mental aggregate. So, therefore, when we talk about the person or the self as being designated upon the continuum of the aggregates, we are talking about primarily designated the person on the basis of the continuum of the mental aggregate, the mind.
자, 다시 시발 도모님을 삼다.
So the, here it becomes important to contemplate whether or not consciousness has beginning, the mind has beginning.
다 수쟁기 처리에 패지르콜의 년링규 세균 삼다베이나 다 지금만라도 연구돼 있네다고 지단 세균도 삼다베이나 패지 통화샤를 각사시야.
So even with respect to material objects or physical phenomena. Although one can speak of different types and different kinds in the physical world, but if we were to think about their continuum in terms of the kind of the elementary material that compose their existence, then even in the case of physical entities, it would be very difficult to posit a real beginning, an absolute beginning.
그런 건 안 좋아한다. 가서 우리 그게 뉴주, 그나 수증이, 그다 뉴주 뒤에서 온다. 저 수증이 저 뒤에 아주 빅방 때문에 충분했을 거라고다. 뒤들어 봤다. 딱고 빅방 뒤에 이따 삼십당 걸어. 빅방 영향 걸어 가지 그래. 야 삼십당 걸어. 또 세인들잖아. 그래 재윤이 빠지 쉬우시다. 가서 우리 과시한테 가오시다.
So in fact, from a current scientific understanding, a point of view. All of the material phenomena that exist in the world, including the physical bodies of the sentient beings that inhabit the natural world, the sources of all of these can be traced back to the beginning of the universe, which the scientific understanding is pointed towards the Big Bang, event of the Big Bang. But even here, we then have to ask, where did the Big Bang come from? Where did that event come from?
There must be tremendous sort of energy. So then the explosion, you see, happen. So there must be also the substance of that energy. So its own causes go like that. So the even physical level, I think, very difficult to accept beginning.
So the simple reason really is that things arise from their previous continuum and which share some relationship of continuity. So similarly now, if we think about the continuity or continuum of consciousness, then we are talking about a phenomena that has no form, that has no shape, that has no color, that is in the nature of subjective experience, but that does have an effect in terms of our experience of happiness and suffering. So this is a phenomena, you know, when we try to understand its existence, we will again, from the causal point of view, kind of attribute its existence to some kind of previous continuum that share the same characteristics.
수진 류디 밤에 고자 뒤밤에 뒤밤에 유타레를 지내마 용도구도가 저 시베 균디 런이 시베 균지 삼단마다 밤에 시베 균이 온 멤버로다 디세브도가.
So when it comes to tracing the source and continuum, earlier continuum of our physical body, then in the case of our body, we can trace it to parents' regenerative fluids. However, when it comes to tracing the source and earlier continuum of our consciousness and mind, we cannot attribute that to the parent's mental continuum or parent's consciousness or mind.
So that's what the use of sometimes, isn't it?
So in this way, if we try to trace the kind of the earlier continuum of our consciousness, particularly from the point of view of substantial cause of that phenomena, it would be very difficult to posit again a real absolute beginning to consciousness. Because if we were to posit an absolute beginning to our consciousness, then again we will have two choices. One is to say that the first instance of consciousness came from nowhere, so it's totally uncaused phenomena, or we will have to admit that at that point consciousness arose from a cause that did not share the same nature.
Similar kind of characteristics.
So, and then of course, it's not just the Buddhists who accept the notion of previous existence, previous lives, and rebirth. All of these philosophical traditions that subscribes to the notion of previous existence and rebirth, one of the key argument that is used is to cite the empirical example of individuals who recall their past life's experience.
According my own sort of city, Pasada, experience one that was a Tonajuba.
Observation.
I met some Indian girl, at least two, memory about past life, so convincing. So one case, the foreparent, parent of this life, and parent of immediate previous life. The previous life's parent also accepted this young girl, so convincing. So they accepted as their own girl. So one girl, I think fortunately, four parents. that these cases, there's some clear indication of reflection of the past life there. But they cannot read letter. Some occasion, at some instant, one Tibetan boy, although I never met, I was told, you can read letter. So we need to further investigation why this same category who have very clear memory of past life recognize their past sort of friend and recall their name and their own house and what kind of articles in their sort of house, everything very clear. And fond, you see, the books, but cannot read. Some cases, they can even read. So what are the differences?
So I'm wondering whether one can, begin to understand these differences on the basis of some genetic dispositions.
I don't know. So we need this further investigation. Like that. So now answer from the Buddhist viewpoint, no beginning of the self. Now, the third question, whether it is end or not, Now, within Buddhism, and Yosenji, Mesenji, Mahabodhi Nirvana, Tamin and the Buddha Zedevagala, and Mami Kinche, Mamishu and the Shiribu Kinche, Dunachi.
So, within the Buddhist tradition, there are two different positions on the third question, whether or not there is an end to the self. And there is one school of thought that maintain, or one group that maintain that when one attains the final nirvana, Mahapari, the great nirvana, at that point one has attained what is called the nirvana without residue, and at that point the very continuum of the self, of the individual, completely ceases to exist. Like a flame of a butter lamp just, blowing out.
So, in order to answer these three questions, there's a different sort of the traditions that comes. Or different tradition try to answer differently like that. So then, meantime, I must say, this is some of the American or Westerner, is who not only is showing interest in Buddhism, but also is become genuine Buddhist practitioner, and also become professor of Buddhism. So now, I think I must say, the general public much better, safer keep one's own tradition. Out of millions of people, like Tibetan case also, the 99% are Buddhist, but some Tibetan, at least last the four centuries in Lhasa area, there are Muslim community. Originally they come from Ladakh. They settled in Tibet. Then some Tibetan girls married them, then automatically become Muslim. So, no problem. And some, I think since the beginning of the previous century, 20th century, are some Christians also there, very faithful Christians, although number very small. So out of there's a few hundred thousand out of sort of 6 million Tibetan. This is some. This is attracted more towards other tradition. So, they have like that. They among millions of Europeans or Westerners who are basically Christians of tradition, but some sort of special interest about Buddhism. In any case, some sort of desire. Have some spirituality. In the meantime, your own traditional sort of spirituality not much effective. Then in such case, say, look, some other tradition, then found Buddhist way of
approach.
Some Buddhist way of approach is more suitable, then accept. So that's okay. In the meantime, it is important to keep genuine respect towards your traditional sort of
religions.
That's important, like that. Now, the to lenji ni be tanjon di to mo zu la ne chan yan da ta tar ba lam la ne ji ten ji gu me cha de sun se ne dang ran zu mi lu ji ka zo sang du shi bu dong ya yue de ba de ne ge da mi lu ji tan ne ge de ba ge bu la da de nam ju gu ni ba shan de men da yue de ba de dang ye ba tu utilize da cha de ka shi mo de se ba Namjo 남신 거나버리스 어딘데 인자네 비니르니리 미지터는데 바차리 개심을 해수고요.
So now to return to the teaching itself of the text, at the beginning I would like to cite a stanza from Gongdang Jambeyang, Gongdang Rinpoche, where and this is from his songs on evoking impermanence, awareness of impermanence, where he says that at this moment, once when I have obtained the precious human life of leisure and opportunity, there is a danger that I may lose it without having made this existence meaningful, and therefore now the time has come for me to try to reach towards liberation, and therefore he admonishes himself. He's talking to himself. He says that now, therefore, I must be seized by the iron hook of impermanence awareness. So what Gongdang is pointing out here is that we need to recognize the tremendous opportunity that has been accorded to us by our attainment of human existence, when we possess such resources of intelligence and all the facilities of human intelligence. Therefore, if we do not recognize this opportunity, and there is a danger that we might waste it away. And so what he's saying is that there is a real danger that we may waste it away without fully appreciating the opportunity, the precious opportunity that it provides us. Therefore, he says that by invoking the notion of awareness of impermanence, particularly of the two important points, facts, that death is certain, but how, when it might befall upon us is totally unpredictable. Therefore, one can lose this precious human existence in any moment. So with the awareness of that kind of, uncertainty and unpredictability of the death and certainty of death's occurrence, we must motivate ourselves and make our precious human existence meaningful. So, in order to make one's human existence meaningful, the most effective method is to try to really engage in the practice of Dharma by making distinctions between the state of mind during the formal sitting meditation and the state of mind during the post-meditation periods. And so that during both of these periods, we maintain our application of mindfulness and introspective awareness or metta awareness, and on that, through the application of these two faculties of mindfulness and awareness, we constantly observe our own mind, and in this way, make our human existence meaningful.
These practices are common to all traditions. And in order to carry these sort of practice, whether we accept religion or not, up to individual. In order to become a good human being, sensible human being, not necessarily become a religious person. A non-believer or wonderful non-believer people also there. But if you accept religion, then we should be serious and sincere. So that the teaching of one's own tradition then become part of our life. So our daily life, from early morning, when we start our daily life, one corner of our mind, watching our mind, our behavior. Now, for example, one occasion in Jerusalem, one meeting with some Jews and some Palestinians and some different people. One Jew, one Israeli, a profession as a teacher, He told our meeting, once he told in his class to his student, whenever you meet, you see some people who you don't like. He told the Palestinian student, when you met some Israeli checkpost or these things, usually they get some irritation. So he advised, whenever you met such people, you should think that person, image of God. Remember that. So later, a student report to him, oh, that advice is so sort of helpful. After that, I heard that sort of advice, then their mind much calm, much easier, without much sort of irritation when they meet, is it a
checkpost? When they meet the guard at the checkpost.
So that's the practice. Implement it. The idea of religious sort of teaching, implement it in the practical level. So that's wonderful. So in order to carry such practice, constant watch our mind. And for that also, as soon as you get up, try to make some kind of kasoda, pledge.
Determination.
Now, rest of this day, I should implement what I believe as much as I can. So that's important. And as soon as get up, you see, try to shaping our mind and reminds rest of the day, I should follow what I believe. Then end of the day, each check what happened.
Review the day.
And if you carry the whole day according to your mornings of determination, then
rejoice. And then reinforce further your motivation to continue in the same line. However, when you do your reviewing, and if you do discover that there were certain things that you had actually committed during the day that was contrary to your own religious values and beliefs, then at that point you should acknowledge them and cultivate the deep sense of remorse, and then reinforce your resolve not to indulge in these actions in future. And if you continue in this way, then clearly, slowly there will be a real change and transformation within your mind.
So that's the way to improve oneself. Change out of just one session prayer is impossible. Constant sort of watching reminds, and day by day, year by year, decade by decade, carry this practice, then improvement definitely come. So that's common to all believers, all tradition, like that. Now, digital videos. Tip sum siddhati. Chirangaranza, jada yongjaru di, sanjaliya, kanyi. Kanyi, shen song tuwa. Da di ne, ene, kasa ta, cho, gindunsi, ene chimrita, cho ki cho, gindunsi. Da di, telsamshi, peshi shirang tu mongruwa, rarang ke tenpa di, gengi na yusho zikruwa ta, hende zato tewe, chöpeci lakturi, çokşikten, va, hınanda kare, kardinal sim seçme be, va, çıkmıştı var, süte. Hende hanı şimdi, çoğ, da çoğcu çoğ, çoğ, konu dedirişi yungur olan. Daha anda de, sanje chu gindun gi ma da khabar da tama shi namba rang na lo le ta dizme da yare kushi nam shan de ba me de ba ta da te gi ke chu a ha me yang de tom ni ani ju bu jun che chen do de a ta ji xia de de du su ji ta ya go bu lu ju gi ju bu ju ju na pe zhen de na ji zhu du a ju bu jun xin ge xin ma le shi 如果你这些人呢，哎呢，他们养的我都是个刚上养新马的，刚上月的人得了，碰不要的，碰不干的得了，哎呢，碰不他们买不差的，就是那刚上块买不差的，是咋子的？就是那他们养的，他们养的吧，养土马的是。你呢，哎呢，哎，去，吃着老老远呢，他们也不干的东西也不认识，对。 rāṅ nāpara chāyāgī gyūla gyānta yuwa yīndi kō sāyātī kō chīngi yīmbarī sērī sāṅgā rīpa lā dī gyūn nāyāla gyānta khakā mīdukā sā tīnā yīndi sāne rīpa dīnchā yōngshīng mārī sī tī chukuyārī tā tēsāṅ tō māsā āni chumdēndē kāsā kūtā sūngi dzāpa, dīndi dāshā mū nāngā kī āni kīpū thāmbā tī āni dāshā bē gōpā ngō tu chāyā kī chāngshō sū tūngi lāṃ tsaṃ shī gōm nē tōp tuyā jī āni shiā gō chūna āni dū tsūng bā lē dhūpū mē rāo yōngā sū chāk tūgā tā tū yu rīmī shirī mā tō sā dīndi yīndi zāni dāshā bē gōpā ngō tu chāyā kī chāngshō sū tūngi lāṃ tsaṃ mō yīm bē 아니 남진 제약공원 도약이 친구람 뜻이 되고 그래서 자 세다 남기 캐버지 있는 손으로 와 다다 남기 캐버지도 손에 따와 제부티 아니 가서 사바 심지기 지스 나가 마세게 발라 저에 된 제약이 심들이 깨베이나 심 깨베 된게 삼로티 그 가서 그래 삼도 도슈티 지금나 번난 시기다 제부티에 나가 마세가 발라 내야지. 자, 다 지내 인류자네, 엔다. 삼로야 오시담바이나, 산제 유고방 시대야디, 난주, 시베 규딩, 시베 규디 땡네, 두부고요, 알아봐. 자, 다 시베 규디 간래야, 다 시초, 신삼담바이나, 내가 시바 세야디게, 그걸 가서 땡네, 다가치리 때는 중앙치리 드디어 인류산에 시발은 신이틀에 동아리 샘댕이 친이지 도가 다 뒤에서 다 뒤에가는 악성으로 다 악성으로 시발이나 시발 나리 시발 차라방구 샤네 시발 무브먼트 시대야 시발 여야 뉴베 차로지기 달리야 에너지 세트 시작이 도가 자 다 드디어 인류산에 다등 안아서 여대래 rinshiji tong sim di kore gyun kore energy di nyamdol ya gyun du siyata pe tima ta chimbe negabla ene kata chegarislamna taa di dene ene kushisa shayinbu yore simri chunyi di rinshiji namda nabar taba di lubur ki tima tae yundu zane ngoni gu siyata sha chunyi te dawa kangla dense yi ki sheba di 이시 추구서 하듯이 대이시 추구 가서 우리 그게 롯 되기 단념 돌리게 되는 게 그래 에너지 신사 롱스 자들이 다 에너지 dindidi sugikudila cha. Sadas gyare tuk, yi di gyare tuk. Yi di nyandol yondini, energy di gyare sungda gyare kundru. Dindidi kusung tuk sungbuti, kasi uri pigi, shinru chaywa lungsim, ngo yemi chik, ngo chik, dokche, shashab, shayindu zane, tele shaywe, sanwa sungbuti, yer mi chik. Zaywe sheba di, ko rangi ringde, muti naya liya, gejik shen, mewa chen, kasi uri pigi, chisi bodo, namyang, ta chabal lishin, degiwa yindu zane, tuk misiwa genji kolo. Tedinyam do yongdengi sung misiwa genji kolo. Tedinyam do gu misiwa genji kolo. Sangsu misiwa genji kolo si shi shi shi. Tuk sin yongdengi yusaribi. Sajde yindu zane, ta zangwa gongpa dey shi. Ta di shiaba chima shi shi tungu yamari di yinne gongpa dey shi ni gyur lame kado liya duma shi shi hunjin ru shi. Ta duma shi ba rishi namdaga yonde. Hunjin ru lubu namdaga yonde. La sobe. Ene, yende gyet sungche, ta sangye, sa dhishu mwenzingu duwa. Kaza, dhunshi, shengengi tawmeba. Kenda zilin nubandu, dhunyin dhimbe sangye ngin sin. Dhunshi zu yende gyet dhene sangye shala. Ta chö islo dhuzane, dhaja da chaywa samdi, mabachi, dhada dhuto waga, shib chawu shayi dhuzane, sami nimi tawmeba sin, suwana shingi, ta taksi nimbi chawnyegi, nukare. Then other church. Ted the church Yamlin Chani Casso Golan would be chicken to duly getting eggy, Papa Kansa, Sot Chalks that day. Other day, any citizen in Nangan issues what I wish. And got a London Simon Dog saw Lame and Tandini said, Other Dinigita Kindu. That was my son. So did he do Zane? 친한 게 개발을 짬주지 쓰자네 짬도 투모 좀 제외이는 내주 가가래 다 어디 짬도 안 돼 샤마 타고 내신 게 짬도 야오 지다 과 차대 시베이는 배지 다가다 차지 신대네 저지 차대 하래 시 친한 게 개발을 짬주지 봐도 다른 지 봐서는 손대야 돼 야오 삼다베이는 짬도 야오 삼다베이는 배지디 님도 주의해서 좋아 너무도
Yesterday we were talking about taking refuge in the three jewels, generally when the object of the refuge is described in the text, Buddha is described as the supreme among the two-legged human beings, and the Dharma is described as a supreme teaching or supreme truth that is devoid of, or that's free from attachment, and that is Trungru, that is peace. And the Sangha is described as the supreme assembly. However, if we confine our understanding of the nature and characteristics of the three jewels only at that level, and that kind of characterization need not necessarily be very uniquely Buddhist, because if you look at, there is some form of taking refuge in other spiritual traditions as well. And also, in that we can apply these qualities to the object of refuge in other spiritual traditions as well. For example, maybe all the other spiritual traditions would see their own teacher, original teacher, as being supreme among the two-legged human beings. And they will all acknowledge that their dharma, their own spiritual teaching, is represents truth that is free of, that is tranquil, peaceful, and that is free of attachment. And similarly, they will also have a notion of community, because if it is a spiritual tradition, there will also be a notion of a community. So in that sense, understanding the nature and characteristics of the three jewels only on that level doesn't really make one's understanding very deep. And also, if that is the case, then it becomes very difficult to maintain the position that it is the taking and going for refuge in the three jewels that define someone as a practicing Buddhist. So yeah, now how do we understand this? And here, a deeper understanding of what is the nature of the Buddha, what is the nature of Dharma that we seek to cultivate within us, what is the nature of the Buddha that we go for refuge to, and what is the nature of the Sangha that we see, perceive to be the supreme community here. So, so with respect to the Buddha, as explained before, of course, within the Buddhist tradition, there is a divergence of opinion. As explained before, some schools maintain that when the Buddha attained final parinirvana, nirvana without residue, the entire continuum continuity of the Buddha's existence came to an end. However, there is also another opinion on this, which is the understanding of Buddhahood in terms of the theory of the four kayas, the four embodiments of Buddhahood. And in this case, the idea of an absolute end to the continuity of the Buddha's existence is rejected. For example, in Nagarjuna's writing, particularly in the 60 stanzas, Nagarjuna makes it presents a very explicit argument against the idea that the final parinirvana of Buddhahood, Buddha, constituted the absolute end of the Buddha's existence. And Nagarjuna here says that if that is the case, then the whole concept of someone attaining, the whole notion of someone attaining the nirvana without residue becomes incoherent. Because when the person is alive, the nirvana without residue is not present. And when the nirvana without residue is attained, the person is no longer there. So someone attaining, the idea of someone attaining the nirvana without residue just doesn't make any sense if the individual, the continuity of the existence of the individual comes to an absolute end. And furthermore, the point he raises is that if you look at the various mental states, it is understandable that those mental states that are distorted, that are grounded in a false way of understanding the world and false way of perceiving the world, since these distorted mental states have powerful antidotes that can bring these distortions to an end. So these distorted mental states will have an end. However, so far as the essential quality of mind itself is concerned, mind as this mere luminosity and knowing, there is no forces or there is no reason why the continuity of this would not carry on. And there is no force that undermines the continued existence of the essential quality of the mind itself. And furthermore, from the highest yoga tantric point of view, when we understand consciousness at a very subtle level, we understand consciousness as having a dual characteristics. One is the knowing aspect of it. The other one is the kind of the moving aspect of it, which we can call energy. So, and this energy and the knowing aspect of consciousness, they are in a inseparable unity. And so on that basis, the continuity of consciousness at this very subtle level, together with this energy, will continue to exist. And in fact, when and another point Nagarjuna raises is that in terms of the continuity of this subtle consciousness and the energy that is part of its unity, then one can understand when the individual gains full enlightenment, the consciousness itself being dependently arisen, it is its essential nature is emptiness. And this essential nature of emptiness is the ultimate nature of the mind. And so when the individual attains Buddhahood, this essential nature of mind, this emptiness of mind, evolves into the natural embodiment of the Buddha, a natural body of the Buddha, Svabhavakaya. And so at that point, although the mind is, by nature, unpolluted, but it is tainted by adventitious pollutants and stains. So when one attains Buddhahood, the adventitious pollutants are removed. So at that point, the natural purity of the mind becomes accompanied by a purity that has been attained through a cultivation of the path. So at that point, the emptiness of the mind, the nature of the mind of the individual becomes a natural embodiment of the Buddha, Sarvabhavakaya, and the consciousness itself becomes the wisdom, Dharmakaya, and the energy that is accompanied by that wisdom mind becomes the form embodiment of the Buddha's Rupakaya. And within the Rupakaya, you can also have the speech and the physical body of the Buddha as well. So in that sense, you know, from this point of view, one understands that when we talk about the Buddhahood, it is a state where body, speech, and mind, all three of them have become a totally inseparable, a single unity. And in this way, the Buddha's at the state of Buddhahood, because they are all expressions of this single unity of subtle mind and energy. So the Buddha's body, speech, and mind becomes a single unity. And then also, Nagarjuna explains that given that there is such a tremendous differences between the arhats and the Buddhahood, therefore it is untenable to maintain that as far as the path is concerned, the entirety of the path of Buddhahood is exhausted by the practices of the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment. And the only difference between the arhat and the Buddhahood is a matter of function of time difference. Nagarjuna rejects that notion and says that because there is a tremendous differences between the two levels of fruition, of attainment of arhat and attainment of Buddhahood, therefore there must be differences in the actual path that leads to these two fruitions. So therefore, in addition to the path of the 37 aspect of the path to enlightenment, the path to Buddhahood must also include the six perfections, the practices of the six perfections, and so on. And also, the attainment of Buddhahood is fundamentally motivated by an altruistic intention to bring about the welfare of infinite number of sentient beings as long as space remains, or until the furthest reaches of the space. When the Buddhahood is attained, the Buddha cannot cease to exist, because just as the motivation projects that kind of time frame, the Buddhas continue to exist to bring about the fulfillment of their aspiration to be of benefit to countless numbers of sentient beings until the end of space. So if you understand the Buddha in this manner, then there is a difference in your understanding of the Buddha as the object of refuge. And similarly, and therefore, in Uttara Tantra, the Sublime Continuum, Maitreya identifies eight main qualities of Buddhahood. And similarly, when he identifies the key qualities of the Dharma, he does not characterize Dharma purely as a freedom from attachment, but he characterizes Dharma as being beyond concept, beyond thought, beyond verbalizations, and so on. So again, he lists different qualities there. And similarly, he explains Sangha as a community of practitioners who embody this Dharma with such characteristics. So when you have that kind of understanding of the nature of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and when you seek refuge in those three objects of refuge, then going for refuge has a very different quality about it. And in this sense, not only it's the act of going for refuge to three jewels, but also that act is accompanied by acceptance of what is called the four fundamental seals of Buddha Dharma, So in that sense, then the philosophical approach to kind of, you know, the becoming a Buddhist from the point of view of philosophical view and the act of going for refuge then converge together. So we're now in the second part of the main section of the Lamrim Chemo, which is the stages of the path relevant to the practitioners of a person of intermediate capacity or middle capacity, medium capacity. And the main practices, teachings here are the Four Noble Truths, so these have been explained yesterday, so we're not going to repeat them.
That is the subject, yeah. 가사 오늘 남을 뒤둥시리 드니소도가 누구든 이미 상 마배나 탈바트연이 지신 미지신 아는 걸 안 주다 랭유지 샹완 쟁기 아니 깨워디 기부인이 삼천대나 사제가 소화 대화리야 대화를 주지 않은 진실 기부인이 삼천대나 탈바트고 하시겠는데 와 それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、それで、 도전 코에 님이 삼아도 군주 코에 죽음 삼아서 대송샤.
So here to give a broad outline we can cite from Tsongkhapa's Songs of Spiritual Experience, a Lamrimian verse, where he writes the following. He says that if one does not strive in the contemplation of the faults of the truth of suffering, then the genuine aspiration to seek liberation will not arise in one. And this is true because, for example, if we happen to believe that the existence in samsara is not a big problem, and that it is actually quite joyful, and so on, then the genuine wish to seek freedom out of it simply wouldn't arise. So therefore Tsongkhapa explains that without striving to contemplate the faults of the truth of suffering, the genuine aspiration to attain liberation will not arise. Similarly, if one does not contemplate upon the process by which one revolves in cyclic existence on the basis of the origins of suffering, then one will fail to have the knowledge of how to sever the root of cyclic existence. And therefore, what Tsongkhapa is saying here is that even if you have recognized that the nature of suffering, if you do not contemplate upon the origins that lead to the suffering, then simply making a wish, some kind of prayer, is not going to do the task. So therefore, Tsongkhapa says that one must therefore cultivate a sense of disenchantment towards cyclic existence, and recognize what are the factors that bind us in samsara, in cyclic existence.
Ta dungen sabha la dungen gya sabha, dungen tru sabha, dungen sun sabha. Ta nara dungen gya sabha gya bati. Dona nyawa libe kumbunga dungen sa tishlo ata.
So now on the question of contemplation on the nature of suffering, in Lamrim Chemo, Tsongkhapa provides three broad sections. The first one contemplating upon the eight types of suffering. The the next one on six types of suffering, and then the third one on further meditations on suffering. So we will read from the eighth of the first eight types of suffering. So this is on page... It's on page 279 of the English translation.
This one. Dona nyawal bu hubunga tunge shesu be tön samba ya ngates. Ngobar drube tunge jino da ngobar drubo da tembe tunge jino da tunge ji tunge jino da gyue tunge jino da ji tunge ji ranshin du kyurba te tedala ya ya samba o ta tela tangbo ni nyelin ji pungbo ni langba da tene kewa chima penji ji tunge nam jamba o ngobar drube tunge jino stavzi nyawal bu pungbo di lang shinje da kora Nyarle but Lenin, you want to do the shot. So, Coral Ludelia Lenin, ye Neng in the Jesuit in a tree. Lenin, Neng, the Jesuit is an eh? Cora Casual Puget Conda Lenin, you want to get the machine is an eh? Cora deep to be charged. Could you Lenin Gialia? Could part Dossi Ramdil Dossi, you said that. Said the name is an eh? Neng and the Jesuit in the event is an eh? Number Mombala to me, Oyag. Any connuches. Number two, a temple to me, citizen, eh? Never pumped two symbol at ten, eh? Any gave it to me, gave it to me, nave to me, that he died up, sent it to me, did he? Pumped you a king to me, Mudua. Namanda, Perlia, Pundukumical day. And, Sopo, Vesadoji, Vesadoji, Chavio, Chayori. Jenny, she would teach him with that, and I am going never to power that. Say, never have a good day, Vesadoji, the Sungutus, Quantus, Convolves, Major Mado in Gurwa, and she would day Quang Pumbuti to Shin, nearly Pumbuti, Chavari, said Sungutus, at the Marot. And the only thing of a catch up, not a cousin is a dozen mother on the air. Saw you too, you do. Lenny Shawajan, Pumud in this land, David Duzane, Rahm on the Stadua. The Tunnet Sak that you are saying, really. Thought the name, do. Neven a Pumbu drew symbol at Tembe, Nagala saw a tentative walls. The Sumba the Shivani, Dominion would take Nang and the Jesuit there, Tinny gave a wall. The Dumiju Dumiju nerd, huh? Do it to make you nurse. That to me, Mujua. Tarana sing a sarjeta, to me, you saw that, saw it to me. Tarana sing a saw dawa, do it to me. That did he, Nang is just a dirty giver. Navani, nearly you pump troops of ye, do you to make your nation to get his. Did you see the letter new woman, Name, send you one to Drube. Duji tamje duji to me chelo what is
so so here we will read from Tsongkhapa's text it's on page 279 and second para the first para where he writes in the writes the following the Buddha said in brief the five appropriated aggregates are suffering reflection upon the meaning of this teaching again takes in 5 points. It is the nature of the five aggregates appropriated by karma and their afflictions to be vessels for future suffering, vessels for suffering based on what presently exists, vessels for the suffering of pain, vessels for the suffering of change, and vessels for the suffering of conditionality. I reflect on these again and again. Here, with regard to the first point, you induce suffering in future lives by taking out these appropriate aggregates. So the point Tsongkhapa is making here by commenting upon these five aspects is that the first one, with relation to the first one, he's explaining that the fact that our aggregates have come into being conditioned by karma and afflictions, they have a characteristic and nature that is very close to the kind of the forces of karma and afflictions. Therefore, one can see that they are much more conducive to further aggravation of karma and afflictions. Therefore, they are very receptive to suffering. And
biological factors.
So here, you know, we can understand even in biological terms. And this, in fact, reminds me of a story. There was a Mongolian scholar, very, you know, very learned scholar in Tibet during the 13th Dalai Lama's time. And he happened to be involved in something which led to him being reprimanded. So was kind of slightly disgraced. And he was at that point feeling really sorry for himself. And it is said that he then touched his own body and said, well, all of this pain and all of this misery, it becomes possible because I happen to have this karmically conditioned, appropriated body. So, and similarly, if you look at all the problems in the world, whether it is societal or individual, you know, all the problems exist because, from the Buddhist point of view, we happen to possess an existence that is karmically conditioned and, you know, conditioned by afflictions. And there is, we have the basis for all these sufferings to arise. So, and then Tsongkhapa writes, as for the second, the appropriate aggregates form the basis for states such as illness and old age that are grounded in the already existing aggregates. The third and the fourth both come about because the aggregates are linked with dysfunctional tendencies towards these two types of suffering, referring to the evident suffering and suffering of change. And as regards the fifth, the very existence of the aggregates constitutes the nature of the suffering of conditioning, conditionality. Then he gives the reason why this is so. He says that because all of the compositional factors which depend, all of the motivational factors which depend on previous karma and afflictions are the sufferings of conditioning. And then basically that final point deals with the fact of suffering at this the third level, the suffering of conditioning. So then we will move on to the next one is six types of suffering, but we will move on to the next one after that, which is the contemplation on the three types of suffering.
That depend ma sunni. Tumi sehata di non somo sensibili. That di shude kas mare. Ngian ti chusane da. Due tumi sehati. ཁོ་བ་ནང་གི་ཚོ་བ་དེ་བ་དེ་ནམ་ཅིག་གི་ཚོ་བ་དེ་བ་དེ་དེ་ནི་ནམ་ཤི་བ་ན་ཡང་དུང་གི་གེ་བེ་གུ་བེ་དུང་གི་ལོ་སེ་ཨ་ནི་ནེ་ཐེ་ཅི་མེ་ད་ལེ་དུང་གི་ཅན་སུང་དེ་ཨ་དེ་མེ་ད་བ་ཡིན་དུ་ཟ་ནེ་ཀེ་ཅི་ཀེ་ཅི་གི་དུང་རོ་ཡ་དེ་མ་རེ་ཀེ་ཅི་ཀེ་ཅི་གི་གུ་ཡ་དེ་
rāng kējīgi jīgbā kējīgi tū shēnshīgla tēmē gōba
rangni kyebre chebe du ni gi jikbe dangni du kyebe yore. So, ta chiramaya logi zhengi kyeswa shishin shetaya chikshe. Nodeba yenche gi keji keji gi jigya di ta gyungji jikwa chashana da yang gyungji midawa, ta rakwe midawa. Gyungji jikwa di yang kore lubu yang gyagin teni yang yungurwa. Ko keji keji gi jigya di keji gi du ni gi kyebe re. Dende yendu keji gi jikwe dangni gi shoyi na gyuyi shangwa jayin be kyawata. So, do you shawanja in the Zane, Takum, the Nelengi Pumbo, Gaji Gaji, Jigbe Dani Jangi, Nelengi Pumbo, the do you shawanja in the Duke Harasona, do Maribas on that? Then they are not to the Maribasati. So, the Maribas is another Tamish, which is the daughter. Tamish of a D. Shawanja and Gawazina, and Lotte, which has him door, and Dunga, which is the door. What a delicious.
So in the third, on the contemplation on the three types of suffering, which is on page 289, Tsongkhapa writes, first talking about the suffering of change, he writes the following, pleasant feelings experienced by beings in a cyclic existence are like the pleasure felt when cool water is applied to an inflamed boil or carbon coal. As the temporary feeling fades, the pain reasserts itself. So that's one the reason why even what we conventionally identify as pleasurable experiences are recognized to be ultimately in the nature of suffering. And another consideration is here, as Dharmakirti points out in his Pramanavatika exposition of valid cognition, where he writes the following line. He said that therefore, from on the basis of impermanence, one must recognize our existence to be that of suffering. And what the point he's making here is that given that our existence is transient and impermanent, then anything that is impermanent is subject to change, and that not only subject to change, but subject to change on a moment by moment basis. And this nature of being susceptible to change on a moment by moment basis is really not created by some other third condition, but rather the very causes and conditions that brought the phenomena into being, that phenomenon into being, also brought that phenomenon into being equipped with that transient nature. So although the Vaibhashikas, when they explain impermanence, they explain in terms of the continued existence of something, so they speak of what is known as the four characteristics of a conditioned phenomena, which includes arising, abiding, enduring, and decay, and then cessation. All the other Buddhist schools, including Sotrantika, they understand impermanence in terms of the moment-by-moment existence, this momentariness. And this momentary nature of phenomena is not contingent upon a phenomena coming into contact with a third factor. Rather, the very cause that brought the phenomenon into being also brought that phenomenon into being with this nature of transitoriness, this nature of momentariness. And therefore, anything that has that kind of character, that nature, by its very nature, demonstrates to be dependent upon causes and conditions. And therefore, any transient phenomena are governed by their causes and conditions. They are under the power of causes and conditions. Now, here, particularly in the context of our conditioned existence, then the question is, what are the causes and conditions under whose power our existence is governed? Then here, the causes and conditions are karma and the afflictions. And when we talk about the particularly the afflictions, and then from the point of view of teaching of the 12 links of dependent origination, then the first in the chain is ignorance, fundamental ignorance. So even the very term ignorance or maripa, avidya, suggests something inauspicious, because it is an ignorant, ignorant state of being, and therefore a cause that is a fundamental cause that is inauspicious, its result or its consequence is bound to be inauspicious as well. So possessing such a conditioned existence caused by such inauspicious existence, inauspicious cause, there is, if you think carefully, there is really no basis for having any sense of satisfaction in that kind of existence.
Tadine, dishude, repatin, that's how to make dishes, how to make share, to meet me share. Tadine, repatin, you got a much of a duty. That's how the one is supported to be taught down on day. Nang and a Jesuit, do you do me rose? That other Lenny Shanjan, she hinted, that don't ever answer the same, that's awesome. 원부디체
So in explaining the suffering of condition, suffering of conditionality, Tsongkhapa writes the following. He says that this is on page 290, second para. Contaminated neutral feelings are like an inflamed boil which is in contact with neither soothing nor irritating substances. So he is carrying on the same metaphor that he used earlier. Because these feelings coexist with dysfunctional tendencies, they constitute the suffering of conditionality, which, as explained above, does not refer to the feelings alone. Insofar as... Earlier, he Tsongkhapa explained that it's not just the feeling, but also all the mental states, mind and mental factors that are concomitant and that are together with the feeling, that also belongs to the category of suffering. So he writes that this is called the suffering of change and includes not only the feeling itself, but also the main mind and other mental processes or mind and mental processes that are similar to it, as well as the contaminated objects which, when perceived, give rise to the feeling. So in other words, Tsongkhapa identifies not only the three types of feelings, pleasurable, painful, and neutral feelings, but also all the various mental states that are concomitant with that experience of the feeling, and including the sensory faculties that are involved in that experience, as well as the objective condition that give rise to the afflictions. All of these, since they are all have the potential to engender suffering, they are all perceived to be belonging to the class of suffering. So therefore, in the statement on the four of, seals of Buddha Dharma, the first statement is that all conditioned phenomena are impermanent or transient, and the second is that all contaminated phenomena are in the nature of suffering. So this is the point Tsongkhapa is making.
That is true, because of the Chakje Nibuti. Chetam 아니 아주 심심이 할 수도 와. 나도 말이지. 가서 동네에 자와 다도 집에 지겨야리지. 다도 집에 친지로 올라리지. 가래서라면 정읍에 내서라 아니 동시 땀에 버리지. 다 동시 땀에 배양 지루디야. 다와타라 유빈슨 또 맨다서 정읍에 지운데 동시 땀에 버리. 근데 인류자네 동네에 자와 지겨야 그 다도 집에 친지로 올라리. 텔레 님부터 내야리지. 다 어느 님부터 된 견더 여봤음 지그제 견더 디기 디바 세트야지 알베스나 아 디세 투그리스 고치로 올로레 디세 투그 디세네 탑저디 냥하는 데 배고 만 토토그리스 제자가 아 냥하는 데 봐서야디 땐도 쉬워레스 그냥도 와
So if you look at the statements of the four fundamental seals of Buddha Dharma, after having explained that all conditioned phenomena are impermanent and all contaminated phenomena are in the nature of suffering, then Buddha does not stop there because otherwise it can just result in a further depression and a feeling of discouragement. However, then the question is raised that is suffering that we are concerned about here, is it endless or is there a possibility of an end to it? So here, the third seal becomes very important. Here the Buddha states that all phenomena are empty and devoid of selfhood. And of course, there are different ways in which, that depending upon the philosophical understanding of the Buddhist schools, the teaching on no self is explained differently. But generally, all Buddhist schools accept that it is the grasping at self-existence or selfhood that lies at the root of our suffering, that lies at the root of our distortion. And furthermore, this grasping at self-existence can be demonstrated to be a distorted form of perceiving and experiencing the world that is not in consonant with the reality. And so therefore, there is a powerful antidote that exists which can be cultivated. And it's not only there is a powerful antidote, but also this powerful antidote, when applied, can eliminate and eradicate this grasping at self. Therefore, he makes the fourth statement, which is nirvana is true peace. And by applying the powerful antidote against the root of suffering, which is the grasping at self, and one can cultivate insight into the nature of reality, which then leads to attainment of nirvana, which is true peace. So when you correlate these four seals understand them in an integrated manner, then of course the teaching becomes very beautiful.
Ngāme shiāngwāntu gyūshīng, dungi dā nyūmūmba chīman nam kiewe sābhū jēsūn dēwē na kundun dōwe nē ngēnēn dē mōgōs. Kundun dōwa sēyā dī gyūyī nēgāw yī dungiāwa, dēbī nēgāw lī dungiāwa, dūndē kundu nēni dungiāwa rāng shirī sāchī. Nīsme, tā shūdā rē, āndā dī dūjī dungi sūbī shūdē. Dujik dumi, dumi sung sung ni dujik dumi shukta. Diyang sawa jikula michawa ni ngarta roo se. Niswa. Dini leda yungu ngame shiawan tu kyuching.
So in this context, Tsongkhapa writes the following, where he says that insofar as the suffering of conditionality is affected by previous karma, as well as the afflictions, and coexists with seeds that will produce future suffering and affliction, it coexists with persistent dysfunctional tendencies.
Mm-hmm. nishme kao nge zhung do rung tsepa nyi chang na sha tata de kao nge do zhugwa les kao zhen ta zhung kao lo song ni zhung kao jo se zhme de kurang gom zhi chay ma re zhung kao lo ya chakwa tang, dukwa tang, zhangwa tang, nyewe zhe nam da jang so 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 du nyewa rikwa cha di sam ten pe zhe nam teta teta ke zhang shi tang na ke di chakwe Niman dawar chesi, jangan misi, dugur misi, nyawar misi na teh, cakap terus, dunia kono susun nyawa, jujur, cakap ni tu, zuba ni tu, misi ber ni tu, jiru nyawa ni susun nyawa, jujur, cakap terus, dewa dunia, dewa dusin juga ni, minjuru, sendal, jalan sendal le, sunni, thamade, domde, kau, tak jujur ni tu, jua naya dunia ni kono jumla. Gavanaya, Dunga Kona, Ga Juanaya, Duji Dani, Jula, Gavanaya, Duji Dani, Gako, Sene, Takada, Duy Negrini, Duji Ranchi, Duji Dunga, Devi Negri, Duji Dunga, Oda, Sisi, Muriba Masabodo, T. Shawangi, Kawashi, Yin Sinjela, Ta Dunga Ranchi, studies on the.
So then Tsongkhapa goes on to explain why. The suffering of conditionality is so pervasive, and in that context, explaining how the pervasive nature of this this degree of this level of suffering, he provides two citations from Sutra, Descent into the Womb, of known as the Descent into the Womb. And here, this is on page 291, and in the citation, the Buddha states the following, Nanda, referring to Buddha's own brother, the physical activities of walking, sitting, standing, or lying down must each be understood as suffering. If meditators analyze the nature of these physical activities, they will see that if they spend the day walking and do not rest, sit down, or lie down, they will experience walking exclusively as suffering and will experience intense, sharp, unbearable, and unpleasant feelings. The notion that walking is pleasant will not arise. And then in the next citation, then towards the end, there is a conclusion when Buddha states that, Nanda, when this contaminated feeling of pleasure arises, it is only suffering that is arising. When it ends, it is only this nature of suffering that ends. When it arises yet again, conditionality that arises. When it ends, it is only conditionality that ends. So in other words, the suffering of conditioning pervades every aspect of our existence, and that's what's being pointed out.
Oh yeah. So now So, therefore,
in order to really follow the Buddha's advice that we must recognize the truth of suffering, so unless we contemplate on these explanations of suffering, we will not be able to put that into practice. So now, having covered the first statement of the Buddha that we must recognize the truth of suffering, the next one is we must abandon the origin of suffering. So here, Tsongkhapa explained this in the following outlines. So here Tsongkhapa explains this section in three broad outlines, which is the main outline is reflection on the process of cyclic existence in terms of its origin, which is explained in three broad outlines, these being how the afflictions arise, how you thereby accumulate karma, and how you die and are reborn.
So chue kang zhuwa na rupdu mashiwe tsinyi tu zhundi te chungwe sengi ki rupdu mashiwa zhuwa te nyamunbe tsinyi tu she sungpa tar kang keba na sengi rupdu mashiwa chewa os chetang anzo lo hengi rengshimbar tu suyedewa kuduri ya lo kandish kye yundu en taki ki senpa chik te pelol suyedewa te chu tengi chik 아다 디숭이야래. 제 다이네 요모 차라 먹을 수 있다 샤르 걸 봐. 아. 주산다. 단단아 아니 담을 이 상도 치면 안 되는 거래. 산제베 좀 더 마에 나라. 런신기 예버마와. 런신기 매버마와스 니치 다들라는 이니 당연 오모버스 티케시 매비체다 다 오모베체가 다 런신기 매버마와나 주어라 자다 덤으로고 런신기 예버마와 런신기 매버마와 니치네 다 런신기 예버마와 디디기 뉴몬 조스 패지지 버래 에 다 런신기 매버마와에 에 로기 뉴몬 참으지게 남샤샤이 미야래 자 덴지 참을 시행이야. 덴지 참을 시행인데 덴지 참을 되던 자는 차단 참을 시행해야지. 차단 그 처음에 뉴몬이나 참을 시행돼야지. 그래서 니주자네 뉴몬 차라지 내용도와. 다들 빼 개심으로 시작. 상무 시부당 관시셔서 저리. 그래서 니주자네 안데디 뭐 근륜의 손실에 뉴몬기 체니데. 자다 틈몬기 뉴몬들을 찍고 이나. 나 뉴몬 탐지할 때야. 머시로 될래야 차라 연구로다, 그봐. 또 덴지 참여 장비 차단 참을 때 그냥 코로코로야 머시와 지금 연구로다. 나 도시 안에 상으로 켜두고.
So the first one is identifying the nature of the afflictions, and here Tsongkhapa cites from Asanga's. Abhidhamma Samuchaya
Convention. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But in the beginning, I don't know what to say. But I don't know what to say. 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 Australia 계시잖아요. 안다 저주 담보스. 양이 왜 저주 저주 니보스. 다야 수보스도 저주 수보스 이버서 좀 되게 주래. 저주 담보 니보 수보시버시 그 샤르. 나 들을 때 저주 담보디다.
So in explaining the nature of the afflictions, Tsongkhapa cites from Asanga's Abhidhamma Samuchaya, compendium of knowledge, where Asanga writes the following. He says that an affliction is defined, so this is on page 298, last para. An affliction is defined as a phenomenon that when it arises is disturbing in character and that through arising disturbs the mind stream. So the point Asanga is making here is that if you compare your own state of mind to its kind of natural state of equilibrium, and then when a certain state of mind or thoughts or emotion arises in you, and that has a tendency to immediately dislodge that equilibrium and disturb it, and that's the kind of idea Asanga is getting at. So afflictions are those mental states, thoughts and emotions, when the moment they arise, they have this tendency to bring about a disturbance within one's mental equilibrium of the mind. And of course, when we talk about the nature of afflictions, we also need to know that there are various levels of subtlety in the afflictions themselves. In fact, within the Buddhist schools, Buddhist tradition, one can broadly characterize two classes. One group of Buddhist schools that on the whole accept some notion of intrinsic nature, some notion of inherent existence. And then there is another group which is principally a prasangika Madhyamaka, which reject even the notion of inherent existence. And so the first group of Buddhist schools have a broader consensus on understanding the nature of afflictions. However, in the Prasangika Madhyamaka school that rejects the notion of inherent existence, given that they have a much more subtle way of understanding what constitutes a form of grasping at true existence, therefore associated with that level of subtle grasping at true existence, they are also a way of understanding various classes of afflictions such as attachment, aversion, and delusions, and so on. However, maybe the Asanga's definition of affliction provided here, maybe we can say this has to be understood at a very broad level, or we can define what he means by causing this disequilibrium, causing this disturbance within the mind. We can understand that corresponding to different levels. So in any case, this is my own guess, supposition. In fact, recently when I was giving teaching in Australia, where Geshe Dorje Damdula was translating, I ended up making a series of these lists of my own guesses and supposition. So in fact, I numbered them. This is my first guess, this is my second guessing, and third guessing, and so on. So here, this would be one of my first guesses.
宿舍之中的这么些个的，宿舍，牛毛布，大王的灯明的下山的送出来，宿舍的牛毛布，全部得到呢，个人的对待，男生这边杀当，碰碰个，拿不起的下巴的中啊，这下巴哦，是了对，土木木因为牛毛布拿不下去，可以，也不是顶多的。So
in fact, if you read on page 300, the third paragraph, Tsongkhapa writes that I have explained these 10 afflictions in accordance with the compendium of knowledge and levels of yogic deeds, Sarvaga Bhumi, and with Vasubandhu's explanation of the 5 aggregates. One can read this to suggest that Tsongkhapa accepts that there may be a different way of understanding the nature of afflictions in a subtle way.
Oh, the Ningji Tianda.
Sorry, so with relation to this, one of the aspects of the definition of affliction that Asanga gave, which was creating this sense of disturbance and dislodging the equilibrium, maybe we need to add a caveat here, which is, causing this disturbance and dislodging the equilibrium without any control on our part may be important, because for example, when a practitioner cultivates compassion, and when the compassion becomes strong, as a result of the experience of compassion, sharing in someone's pain, there is an element of disturbance within the person. But that kind of disturbance does not arise without any control on one's part. In fact, there is a voluntary dimension to this, because one chose to share in others' suffering and actually cultivate that compassion for the other.
There's two kinds of emotion. One emotion, although some cases is some reason, but basically spontaneous. So that category of emotion, usually, most cases, negative. By nature. Then another category of emotion, through reasoning, through training. So these emotions, with reason or through training, these are usually positive, like that. So, full stop, lunch.